Are you ready to get your mind aligned with the truth of God? It is time for the morning mindset for us to set our minds on the truth of God. We've been doing that in the book of Romans, chapter 8. We're all the way down to verses 38 and 39, which is a laundry list of great truth that the Apostle Paul has laid out for us. He says in that list of things that neither angels nor rulers can separate us from the love of God. And in that translation, that could sound a little strange because he's including two things in a comparison or in a list together that don't seem to go together right away. He says angels nor rulers. And so that can make us think, you know, angels as in heavenly beings and rulers as in kings or presidents or prime ministers. But that's not the type of rulers that is being referred to here. In the actual Greek language, there is an implication here that this is speaking of spiritual rulers. So in context, the way that Paul posits these against each other, where he says angels nor rulers, they're two very different things. It sounds like he's saying angels or demonic rulers. So there is a reality here that Paul is trying to get us to understand that points us to the fact that spiritual beings cannot separate us from the love of God. Now, I hope you haven't seen movies that depict demonic oppression and things like that. They can be just a horrible residual kind of effect to those movies in our minds and in our hearts. But if you ever have seen any of those, you know the fear and the oppression that you feel from that kind of a scenario where someone is being dominated by a demonic entity of some sort. And Paul is trying to help us understand, first of all, that is a very real thing that does happen in the world still today, even though we often don't recognize it as such. But his point is bigger than just that. He is saying these spiritual powers have no power to separate you from the love of God. Surely, they can bring difficulty into your life. They can come into your world in a way you didn't expect and trip you up, cause problems, but they can never threaten the place of God's love in your life. You are always saturated in it. And my friends, that is a wonderful thing because fear can really take hold, can't it? Especially if we start to recognize that we think there is a spiritual power that is doing things in our lives to oppose us and to oppose God's work in our lives. But my friends, in those situations, we don't need some magical mantra. We don't need some special way of praying. We need confidence that our God is for us and that his love will sustain us. You see, those demonic powers answer to him. They do. And in the power of what Jesus has accomplished at the cross, we are able to rest securely in the love of God. Now, don't hear me saying it's going to make your circumstances easier if you're really in the thick of a spiritual warfare. But what it can do is in your mindset and therefore in your heart, you can find a place of peace, a place of comfort, a place of rest in a mental sense, because you're able to know that your God is for you, that he loves you. Neither angels nor these spiritual powers, these demonic powers, are able to separate you from the love of God that comes to you in Christ Jesus. So pause and think about that for a moment. That day in your life when you placed your faith in Jesus Christ, maybe it was as a child in your mother's lap, saying a simple prayer. Maybe it was in a Sunday school class or in a church service. Maybe it was like a friend of mine seeing the man at the football game holding up the John 3:16 sign behind the goalposts. Really, that's a true story. At that moment, Jesus Christ enveloped you in the love of God in a way that will never end. And nothing can separate you from that love, not even the most powerful of spiritual beings. My friends, that's a comfort today that I want you to walk in and experience. Turn to your Father with that kind of confidence.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.